This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truck drivers and men and women out there on the highways and byways right now getting the job done. Now follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website and to the throng of cheering people, and here they go, it's Frank Silvano from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And they're going nuts next door.
Yeah.
Going nuts next door. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, see ya. All right, there we go. And they've been waiting to do that for, I don't know, 3-4 hours or whatever.
They seem pent up.
They are. Because, see, we had the National Football League training camp start yesterday down here in Tampa. And believe it or not, they were letting the fans into the little area where they go. I'm not sure that there was any autographs being signed. I didn't go over to look, but there were a lot of people there yesterday.
Well, they're going to need to do a lot of stuff to get people to want to pay attention to the NFL if they want to keep playing the black national anthem and taking a knee. Because everyone I know is just turning their back on them.
Well, there's going to be a little meeting of the veterans here in about another week or so with every football team, and they're going to be told a little something about the flyovers that they expect and the color guards and honor guards they expect and the various military that they want. In their stadiums doing security and this, that, and the other. It's, first of all, that's going to cost more money this year. That's number one, if they get it. And number two, they won't get any of the other if they do what you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's incredibly poor business decisions to allow that to happen. You know, I just don't understand it. It's like they're committing mass suicide. And it's not just the NFL either. It's every sport out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're just committing suicide, and they don't seem to care. Well, when there's not enough money there to pay the high salaries, maybe the players will go, maybe that's not such a great idea.
Well, you know, LeBron James doesn't care because he's getting his from China, it seems like.
Very self-centered, you know, very self-centered and arrogant, too. I've got mine. Screw everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how anybody likes this guy at all. Not to mention that, you know, he walks around like he's the greatest player of all time. Not so much, LeBron.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's say the pledge, because I think we forgot. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the
United States of America, and
to
the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Yep. time flies when you're having fun. You get carried away talking about something like that. But let's talk about it.
And I'll have everybody know we didn't take a knee during that either.
No, of course not. And by the way, I've got an American flag I'm looking at in the corner under the TV. I got another one up on the window I'm looking at. I got one on my left shoulder. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six. I got 5 different American flags in this studio, and they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, and nor should they. Nope. You know, it's this overly aggrieved left-wing society that wants to make all the noise.
Yep.
They are a minority.
You bet.
And we should stop kowtowing to the minority. We should recognize them as such. Start mentioning numbers about it.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe what, 5%? 7% want to pull that crap. Everybody else finds it distasteful, and most don't care what they're saying anyway. So let's identify them as a minority and acknowledge their minority status and move on with the will of the people.
Well, we can do that very, very easily with this. Delivering a speech on election integrity yesterday in the battleground state of Arizona amid a forensic audit, former President Donald Trump told supporters Democrats cannot win elections without cheating. There's just no way.
No, I mean, certainly has enough evidence of that over the years in places like Chicago and New York, Los Angeles, Detroit, Philadelphia. You know, when something becomes a mainstream joke because it happens so often and to such an extent, It becomes something that you can look to as evidence in a regular fashion. So, you know, that's a given. Democrats have been manipulating ballots, manipulating election outcomes, especially in the major urban areas, for longer than I've been alive.
Yeah. By the way, Eric in Seminole is saying, we are in deep. Alleged virus cases are spiraling. People want lockdowns. Well, I don't know anybody that wants a lockdown.
I haven't heard anyone nope. Besides Dr. Fauci and his inner circle, or people who have stock in vaccine companies. You know, anybody who's getting rich off of a lockdown, yeah, they want it. Anybody who actually lost business, wasn't able to go to work, couldn't see their family members, couldn't see dying family members who happened to be elderly, the whole shot. There isn't anybody who wants a lockdown, so stop smoking the funny stuff, Eric.
Oh, that's odd. By the way, when we come back, believe it or not, we know unemployment is supposed to be ending. But there's a bunch of lawyers that are going to be suing because they want it to continue. Gee whiz, here we go again. More when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Alrighty, we are going to do it, and that is a combined total of both the internet and satellite listeners, as well as the people on terrestrial radio. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of our listeners that just bought a vehicle up at Nissan in Newport Richey. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the northeastern part of the U.S. into the Midwest, and yep, all the way out and over to, of all places, Arizona, because we had a father that bought one in Arizona. Now, it's amazing how that they also are able to be the best at what they do and continue to be the best at what they do, because their goal is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. It all starts with Moss Care, that gives you many of miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And remember, clean trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale price, up to 45% more for the vehicle you're driving than what it was about 4 to 5 months ago, and I'm not exaggerating. Your used vehicle is worth a lot more money right now. So you can upgrade your ride, get more money for your vehicle. Obviously, the new cars have gone up too, but you might be a surprise. You might be surprised as to what you're going to have. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, first responders, and or pastors and veterans get a great deal on your vehicle. Don't forget, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll open another doorway for you, and you just might save even more money. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning again, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We got to talk about California. And California is just an absolute mess right now. And here's one of the things that's never happened, at least to this power plant I'm going to mention, the Edward Hyatt power plant at Lake Oroville. California is planning to take a major hydroelectric power plant offline next month for 2 months during the season of peak demand because of the extreme drought that means there's not enough water available for this plant, Edward Hyatt Power Plant, to run its turbines. Now, one of the things that California does, and I think you probably know this, is they don't capture all the water that comes down from the snowmelt in the mountains. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a bizarre policy.
A lot of it goes right down the drain and straight into the ocean. This is asinine. Even you and I know better than that. Talk about poor planning.
Yeah, and this is this is supposed to be the purview of government. Government is supposed to make sure that utilities and basic services are dealt with for the common good. You know, people say, we got to watch out for the indigenous transgender snail, so we can't do that.
Yeah,
but you also have to look out for the hospitals.
Yep.
You have to look out for the grocery stores. You have to look out for the things that people need in order to survive. So you can always find a decent compromise when it comes to protecting the environment and serving the purposes that these things are supposed to be serving.
Yeah.
But, when you're just watching a natural event that can actually create clean energy. Hydroelectric is not dirty energy. It's clean energy.
Yep.
When you're just watching a naturally occurring event that can power things and say, we're not going to do it because the transgender snail is upset.
Yeah.
Then you're just being stupid.
Well, that's right. And again, blame the poor planning, the dumb politicians, and by the way, the wacko environmentalist who has something to do with this too, while California doesn't seem to have any shortage of any of the above. All right, we got a caller on the line. I think I know who this is. Let me go over here. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, interesting what you're talking about, the water situation.
That's terrible.
That goes to poor consequence management and scenario development, because in consequence management, you guys know, you got to make sure you maintain the existing infrastructure and supplies and coordination to keep basic infrastructure running. And if you're running, a nuclear power plant that's shifting power, energy, down the power lines throughout the state, basically, because some of those generation plants can just pump out the megawatts, the bazillion megawatts. That's poor planning, and in my opinion, that's being done on purpose. It isn't a lack of infrastructure. It isn't a lack of how should I say, lifting and shifting of resources to make sure that power supply. That is being done on purpose, and in my opinion, to punish people. That's my opinion on that. And secondly, back when you were talking about the financial information or the financial coverage you had at the end of the last hour, excuse me.
We mentioned you by name.
No, not just that. See, we're in deep. We're in deep, if I can elaborate on that. We're in deep because we have inflation. People are trying to do whatever they can to control inflation. We got commodities prices shooting through the roof because of the supply infrastructure shut down, the supply chains being shut down.
Yep.
You have, federal federal unemployment benefits are ending, and the federal circuit court just shut down the more
And let us go so that we can talk about this.
Roger that. You understand. Okay. Hey, thanks for my call, sir.
Yeah, and thank you very much, Eric. And by the way, you and I were talking about this off air, and I told you we were going to go there. The unemployment benefits, the federal benefits, are scheduled to end in September. I did check on that while we were talking, and they are scheduled to end. That's for everybody. But in the meantime, some states are eligible to keep it going. However, a brilliant bunch of attorneys who apparently don't like what's going on have gotten together and are going to represent a bunch of people that they say are demanding their unemployment benefits until the end of the time, and they want their money back and this and the other. Go get a job.
Okay. First, to Eric's point about California, I completely agree. They're doing this on purpose. That's the difference between an eco-zealot and a true environmentalist.
Mm-hmm.
A true environmentalist actually cares about all living things. An eco-zealot thinks man is bad. with the benefits. I live in a place that is solidly red, arguably solidly red.
You bet.
And one of the places that I like to go for dinner has said, well, we can only keep the bar open now because we can't get anybody to work the kitchen because mm-hmm. they're making too much money.
Mm-hmm. Not working. Right.
So, you know, and this continuation of the gimme, 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 you know, this lawsuit, I hope it gets dismissed with malice mm-hmm. so they can never bring this kind of greedy, mm-hmm. self-centered, selfish kind of lawsuit again. This is the kind of law that's practiced that gives lawyers a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me free stuff. Give me opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Give me opportunity to work, thrive, and survive. Give me opportunity to pursue greater station in my job. But this constantly give me something, gimme, 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 it's got to stop. And lawyers have an obligation and an ethic in their industry not to advance lawsuits like this. Oh, you've got to restore pandemic rights to our clients. No, we don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know something? You're bringing up an interesting point because they think they're entitled to this, and they're not entitled mm-hmm. to anything.
You're entitled to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness,
right.
and all of the rights that are codified
mm-hmm.
in the Bill of Rights.
Yep.
That's what your rights are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're entitled to. But when you have activists always screaming, it's a right this, it's a right that, healthcare is a right, driving is a right, this is a right. No, the rights have been outlined. If you want to codify another right, then get off your ass and get a constitutional amendment passed.
Yep.
But until such time, the rights are finite. Opportunity is something that is at the core of Americanism, and the system and the people who love the system and want to see it grow and thrive and survive,
mm-hmm.
they have to make sure opportunity is extended mm-hmm. to everybody equally yep. so that no one is treated unfairly. But you don't mm-hmm. have a right to unemployment benefits.
And by the way, Mr. Chicago, it's official now. Speaker Nancy P. has picked Republican and Trump hater Adam Kinzinger, Republican of Illinois, for the January 6th Select Committee.
Yeah, and the Republicans are too cowardly to drum both of the people who are sitting on her request off, out of the Republican Party.
That's right. You betcha. And that's what they need to do. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Frank Silvato. He's agreed to stick around for another segment because we've got so much stuff to talk about. Oh, by the way, we're going after little Dr. Fauci. Wait till you hear this one coming up. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saying that he is a part of the decision, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Saturday says bringing back mask mandates is under active consideration.
We're seeing that in L.A. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing that in New Orleans because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors.
Fauci did not say whether or not he supported mask mandates for the vaccinated. Although the pandemic put school life on hold in the spring of 2020, some parents are grateful it happened. They're now opting to homeschool their children, even as school plans to resume in-person classes. The U.S. Census Bureau, which reported in March that the rate of household homeschooling their children rose to 11% by September of 2020. It was just 5.4% of American households 6 months earlier. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, it's my buddy Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. He was on the Monster Cast last night and brought a lot of interesting topics forward. We're going to talk about one of them here during this segment, and that's about 61% of the counties in the United States are Second Amendment right sanctuaries. Did you know that? We're going to talk about that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Everglades Equipment Group nearest you. They've got 4 stores within the sound of my voice here in the great state of Florida with our affiliates out there. And guess what? You can go there, and they've got great, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. They can fix whatever it is you broke. It's just that simple. Now, I also want to remind everybody that they are a John Deere dealer. And, of course, nothing runs like a deer. Now, don't forget, if you've got a garden or maybe you got some shrubs or something you want to plant, they not only can help you out there with the potting soil and the topsoil and the fertilizer and the tools that you'll need to have, and maybe you need to trim some trees or something like that. They've got all that there. So go check them out. And don't forget, if you need a push mower, or if you need a self-propelled hand mower, or if you need a riding mower, they got that. And if you need a little garden tractor, they got that too. Or the bigger stuff, all at Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, rare prices, extraordinary service. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
When a doctor tells you to take this or that medicine, a vaccine, or undergo a procedure,
or else you're going to die. Do you just do what the doctor says, or do you go and get a second opinion?
Yeah, you always get a second opinion. As a matter of fact, that's what the medical community tells you to do, is to get a second opinion.
Well, in the case of the ever-changing mind of little Dr. Fauci...
Little Dr. Fauci.
Does America now need to get a third opinion?
Well, the Americans should be getting as many opinions as they can to become more learned about the issue. You know, this idea that the government says is what we should do, so everybody stampede and go do it. Oh, by the way, it's really not FDA approved. It's only being given on an emergency basis. But don't worry about that. You know, one panel of doctors says this is the way it goes. Run out there and do it. Don't question it. And by the way, don't ever post anything about it on social media or you get suspended. You know, that's all garbage.
Mm-hmm.
We got choices about the vaccine, and people can have their opinions about the vaccine. That's an individual choice. And it's time that we start understanding that Americanism is individualism. Okay? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants anybody else to get sick. But when you have an experimental vaccine that hasn't gone through the full test of rigor that the FDA approval is put in place to do, then you have to make it up to the individual whether they want to put something into their body. That's just the way that is.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that I'm going to pressure you to do it, you're going to take it, you're going to lose your job if you don't do it, and that you can't travel, you can't do this, if you don't do what we say with this thing, where all of a sudden we're finding out there are people who are having really bad reactions to this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's irresponsible. It's absolutely irresponsible to be mandating the vaccine when it hasn't been fully tested. Not to mention, when you've got doctors around the world, last weekend and last Saturday, in countries around the world, there were doctors out there saying, you know, we've been screaming ivermectin. We've been screaming hydroxychloroquine. Our numbers, our peer-reviewed numbers, are solid and immovable.
Yep.
Why do you keep ignoring these drugs that have a proven track record now to perform and which are affordable to the people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the media says we don't want to hear anything but vaccine, 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 vaccine.
Mm-hmm. By the way, a special shout out to George in the chat room. George, hope we see you for lunch tomorrow. And he's
George.
Yeah, he's telling us, he said, you believe the city council of Minneapolis will put, we'll put on the bulletin in November to vote on the remove the police department. Do we believe that? Yeah, I do. I think they're serious about that.
Yeah, just as serious as they were about sending out people who are more equipped to do social work care than law enforcement people who have the ability to neutralize a deadly offensive act. In Chicago, they're starting to roll people who are pretty much like badge-wearing psychologists. And what did we see? Just last Friday alone, we saw 47 people shot?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, the lunacy that is happening when we refuse to believe that there are bad actors in the world,
mm-hmm.
and there will always be bad actors in the world because that's our human frailty, that we need to have true people with overwhelming power to stop the bad mm-hmm. people in our society from hurting other people. You got to have it.
Yeah. By the way, Andres from Bradenton is saying good morning to us, so good morning back.
Good morning, sir.
Now, it's a ma'am, sorry. Andra, I said that wrong.
I'm not sorry, Andra. Yeah. Good morning, ma'am.
Yeah, now, here's one for you. Listen to this one. More than 61% of the counties across the United States of America are now Second Amendment sanctuaries by legislation adopted at either the state or county level, according to a new report. Now, that includes 1,137 where county officials had taken action on their own. The rest are protected by state legislatures.
I'm all for it. I'm all for affirming what we already have to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why that story down in Collier County in Florida is so incredibly egregious.
Unbelievable.
That a city council would be so cowardly and so weak-kneed as to have to massage a statement about whether or not they affirm the Bill of Rights to the United States Constitution. That is stunning to me that a governing body in our country would have to. Well, I don't know, because it might open us up to legal liability. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. What? It's the Bill of Rights, you dolts.
Yeah.
You affirm the Bill of Rights. You affirm the Constitution. You affirm the Declaration of Independence. Those are our chartering documents. They're the charters of freedom. You want to litigate? Bring it. But those are the things that do allow us to codify things in the law. But, if you live in Collier County in Florida, you better be looking for a complete change of your county board. Because I've never seen a... Yeah, I think you found the most milquetoast, knee-bending, cowardly group of people,
yep.
Including Penny, whatever her name is, who's the president down there, who, I want the Sunshine Law to look into her, because she jumped up at that last meeting with that alternative statement, and everybody just seemed to want to vote for it really, really quick. Are you telling me they didn't meet outside of session to craft the language of that statement?
Yep, we got an affiliate down there, so they're listening to us. Now, here's the other thing. Now, Nancy Pelosi's office has some sort of control over the Capitol Police, correct?
It's the Sergeant of Arms, and they appoint the Sergeant of Arms and the architect of the Capitol, yeah.
All right, well, get this. This is a report that's coming out right now. Nancy Pelosi's office is to blame for the Capitol security breakdown on January the 6th. So says Congressman Jim Banks. Now, he also says that she wants to stick to her false Trump supporters narrative so that they can put this Kinzinger and Cheney and Adam Schiff and that bunch on there. So all they're going to do is just try to change the narrative, because the Democrats have got nothing and they've got to come up with some sort of a different narrative to try to keep the people interested in their cause coming up in 2022.
And you wonder why Nancy Pelosi didn't want him on the committee. He's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want any truthful questions on this. There's no purpose for this committee. It is an abomination of what the House should be doing. We have ongoing investigations into the actions of the 6th, so this is obstructive.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a speculative committee with a speculative outcome that is obviously partisan during a time when there are open investigations. That's irresponsible and unethical. That's why the House originally voted not to have a commission on this.
Correct.
And she had to do it unilaterally. That Cheney and Kinzinger have decided that they're going to take this up because they are foaming at the mouth anti-Trumpers, I would put them on notice that at the end of your term in this Congress, we're going to disinvite you from the Republican Party, and we're going to make sure that we're going to get people out to the polls, make sure you don't come back to Washington.
Yep.
You have to represent your people when you get elected to office. Your constituents, you just don't go there and say, well, now it's the party of Liz Cheney or the party of Adam Kinzinger.
And before we go, real quick here, Larry Elder has jumped ahead of all the rest of the people running for recall this vote. And that's a good thing.
Go, Larry, go.
You betcha. I'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay with us.
Hi, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, the website. Go over there, check him out. Check out the podcast that he puts out. Check out the articles he writes. And we'll have him back on Friday. In the meantime, stay tuned for the Sports Zone Quarterback.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, betcha. Thank you very much there, Ms. Announcer Lady. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Flights and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Don't forget, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And if you want, give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or you can just stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Don't forget to call them if you want to set up an appointment. 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. The Sports Zone guy, a.k.a. Mr. Quarterback, is on the air. Now, you were on the air yesterday with the fullback and the slotback yesterday, right?
Yes.
We know who the slotback was, right? Joshua.
Yes.
Okay, and you guys were talking about the Bucks, and he had been over to the training camp early in the day, and that's good. But the story, and there's a story right here on Brady. It says Tom Brady's incredible accuracy on full display in pre-training camp video.
Everybody seems to be in shape, ready to come back for the Buccaneers to win another one. They all been working hard on the off season. They've been having their fun too, but they're ready to go and start training camp. And before you know it, you know, the Bucs and the Cowboys will be kicking off the season on a Thursday night special. So it should be very exciting to see that occur here. We'll have a Hall of Fame game here in a few weeks, Captain, to start the preseason football. And we're going to see what happens.
Now, it should be NFL. It should be pointed out it is very difficult to repeat.
It is. It really is, especially in the National Football League. It's probably the most difficult sport to repeat in because of injuries, Captain, more than anything. And free agencies caused a lot of people to move. But see, that's where the Bucs have a break. They retained all their 22 starters from the Super Bowl. So they can pretty much, you know, just get some nicks and nothing serious wise. They'll be in the hunt. And that's going to depend on their division, on how Carolina, New Orleans, and Atlanta does.
Now, I was watching the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday, and I kept hearing because last I knew they were in second place, but they weren't out by much, game and a half or whatever. And
they're right there.
And Dwayne and his partner were on TV, and they were talking about, the Rays are now a game ahead of Boston. They're now one game up. And then, of course, they lost the game, but Boston lost the game, too, so I guess they're still one game back.
No, they're dead even right now. Cleveland won 3-2 yesterday, and Boston won 5-4 over the Yankees, so... It's going to be, you know, dogfight all the way to the bitter end between those two, I believe. New York's still in the hunt because they have a great team, but they're going to have to get on a heck of a run and hope the Rays and the Red Sox falter. So that's the biggest story there. Yeah, well, it's going to be very interesting. The Mets won 5-4 over Toronto. They're in the hunt in their division, especially with Atlanta suffering a few serious injuries. The trade deadline for baseball will be this Friday, Captain, at 4 o'clock. So anybody looking to make a deal, it'll be by this week. There'll be some action this week. Teams try to get one or two players to see if they can make that final push to make it happen. I mean, it's very surprising. Speaking of the Tampa Bay Rays, they have normally they're on the selling market. This year they've been on the buying. They got Nelson Cruz. Great, great player. Go ahead, Captain.
I wonder who's going to come up with somebody by the name of Chandler Jones, all-pro defensive end, looking for a trade and a new team.
Well,
coming out of Arizona.
You have a couple that might take a shot with him, especially there on the West Coast. I don't think he'll go to one of his rivals, but he will. He'll get signed. Somebody will give him a shot to see what happens. Deshaun Watson, they're talking about him being traded. So,
I wouldn't doubt because he's got all kinds of problems. But here's the other one. Here's the question, and this has to do with Deshaun Watson. Do you suppose Aaron Rodgers would go to the Houston Texans, and that's coming from Jerry in Denver?
It's funny, Jerry in Denver. I would suppose that he would go to Denver.
Yeah.
Or Houston, because they're on more of a verge of going to all the way over Houston. I think Houston, they need a lot of players to get there. Denver's the spot for him, unless he stays in Green Bay, and we'll see how that's going to occur. I just want that drama end. Let's get to football. Well, all these side stories, Captain, is just getting ridiculous, to say the least. But we're going to find out what happens here. You got a lot of great quarterbacks now in the National Football League. And Aaron's one of them, so we will see what transpires there.
Well, we'll have to. You're right. We'll have to see what transpires is right. By the way, I hate to see this, but remember Bill Russell, Hall of Famer?
Yeah, great basketball player. Yes, sir.
The most decorated man in NBA history will be giving the public a chance to earn some of his prized memorabilia from his Hall of Fame career, as he's about to auction it off because, unfortunately, he needs the money.
Wow. Wow, that is unfortunate. Well, in his era, Captain, they didn't make the type of money that, you know, these guys are making now.
Oh,
but back in his era, they had a second job, most of them, okay, in the offseason. So
that's how that went. And he was a very good announcer. And then I guess he just time it catches up to all of us. You know, he's not doing that anymore. Good man, quiet man, classy man. He wasn't in it for the money. He wasn't in it just to sign autographs. He really wanted to be a personable guy and get to know people. So he was great for the Boston Celtics. You know, that's unfortunate. Too many athletes, it does happen to them. It's a lack of financial planning.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, you know, they all need to work on.
Okie dokie. Well, we've come to the end of the segment. I'll have to let you go until Friday, but I'm going to tell everybody you'll be over at the Mission Barbecue tomorrow.
See you tomorrow at 11:30, Captain. God bless.
You betcha. Thanks very much. Okay, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback, but also the insurance quarterback, and he comes out every Monday and every Friday. And here's what he does for a living when he's living out there, living large. No, I'm just kidding. Here's what he does. He's my health insurance.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Alrighty, I need to mention a couple of letters to the editor before we go here, and I'll make this quick. I've got one from Gene, who's in San Bernardino, California, and good morning to you, Gene, and thanks for the email you sent us. She says, I need to hear your show because I'm a 76-year-old female who's going through a lot of political persecution from the younger folks out there that don't really know what in the hell they're talking about, and we need to fight back. The what you do gives me strength. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much, Gene San Bernardino. Well, you bet we're going to keep going there, Gene. And then we've got one from Joan P. in Salt Lake City, Utah, who says that she's a retired high school principal. She says, your radio show hits the point all the time, every time. Most reporters dance around the things that you talk about. I love your guests, and I particularly care to hear Denise Simon in the morning. Now, the Democrats want a civil war, and they expect to win and squelch any opposition. I'm not so sure about our military ranks, though. I think the left is trying to fill them with weak men and women who lean left and will follow orders no matter who or what they may have to do to hurt fellow Americans. Our country is a mess. If the Republicans don't keep fighting and stand up for what's right, if we don't fix elementary school curricula to tell the left, then the left will take over. It's time parents stand up and be heard. They need to fight for their children's rights for a fair and honest education. Fantastic show. Keep up the good work. The truth is finally being told. Thank you very much, Gene P. in Salt Lake City, Utah. Wow. Wow. Okay, and we got more. I mean, we'll read more as we go through the week, but that's just a couple that just kind of jumped out at me as I was going through the emails yesterday. And again, go to the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And if you want to get in the chat room, ask Mary. She'll tell you. Alrighty, I'll be back tonight with more live at 2 a.m. It's all about we the people here in this program. We are the bosses of applesauce. God bless America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.